Paul, how agonising was that at the end?
Yeah, really disappointed. You know, I thought, even first half at times, I thought we were the better team. You know, conceded, I know all goals are sloppy, but we've conceded from a throw-in and not closed the ball down quick enough on the edge of the box. But even within spells in the first half, they might have had the ball in various occasions, but they didn't really cause us any problems. And I thought we were more likely to score, especially when we hit them in the break. You know, just that little bit of quality. We sat them down at half-time and actually told them to relax a little bit. Mm. You know, because the first 13, 14 minutes, we passed it well, getting behind them. Then they scored and they seemed to let the stuffing get knocked out of them a little bit too easy. Then we finished it half well. And we just told them to get and believe, get after them, pass the ball, and then we get back in it. And I thought they were magnificent second half.
Mm. You had a long period of sustained pressure in that second half leading up to the goal for Harry Forrester, didn't you?
Yeah, we did, because they passed it, they moved it, they made the right decisions at the right times. And they had the belief that they could go out there. And I just said to them there, you know, I think they've maybe went second in the league tonight. Mm-hmm. And we've came here and been by far the better team. So with 12 games to go, that gives us a lot of confidence.
How much impact did Harry Forrester have? Because he's not just got the goal, but he seemed to be heavily involved as soon as he came on.
Yeah, look, when you're making substitutions, you want them to come on and make an impact. I thought Copps did, just purely by having his presence out there. But Ali's bright, he's lively, he's very forward-thinking. You know, and I was delighted for him to get the goal, and I was delighted for Curtis to get his goal as well, because he worked his socks off tonight.
Curtis Main with the goal, the second goal, he just looked like he almost wanted it more than the defender, just to get there across his man and head it in.
That's what you want from your centre forwards, that desire to get the first contact when the ball comes in the box, and he deserved that, Curtis, because the last couple of games he's worked his socks off and been great.
And then little time left, they've got to go for it, haven't they? And it seemed like you'd done most of the hard part, you maybe quelled that early storm, and then at the end, you know, what are your thoughts on the goal that's led to the equaliser?
But we're really, really disappointed with the free kick, because the linesman standing next to it not gave it. Nucci's going to break. The linesman is actually playing on, and the referee from 30 yards away has blew up for the free kick, and it's not on. That's a massive decision at a massive time in the game. Nucci's not touched him. The guy slipped, and for the referee to give it from that far away we feel really hard done by that. And then, you know, it's not bad when you can bring Kevin Davis and Jermaine Beckford off the bench, and the one person you don't want it to land to is Bex, and it's a great finish for him.
It's often said when you concede that late that it almost feels like a defeat, but before the game, 2-2 would have been a good result here,
wouldn't point,
it?
After winning Saturday, a point coming here would have been good. Mm. But we're disappointed, because throughout the game, or for the whole of the game, looked like they had spells, they're going to, they're a good team, they're second in league, but I felt we were better.
You genuinely felt you could win here tonight,
didn't
you?
I do. I know people think I'm stupid sometimes. I feel as if we're going to win every game, but I just felt with the way the players have been recently, coming here, fantastic stadium, good atmosphere, that they were really up for it. So disappointed to go in 1-0 down at half time, but second half they were magnificent.
Do you think the performance though, and the fact that you did come so close to beating a side that won the last five games, it almost legitimises, it qualifies that you are genuine promotion contenders now?
We've gave ourselves a fantastic chance with 12 games to go, and you know, we'd have loved to have won tonight. It would have been a fantastic result, but it's a good result now, and we need to build on that. As I said, with 12 games left, I'm really delighted with the togetherness and the group that I've got in the changing room. You know, subs coming on, making a massive impact. Players not even getting on the pitch, backing everybody all the way. And as I said, I'll back the squad all the way now with 12 games left.
What do you think is going to be key for your team in these 12 games to make sure that you are in that top six at the end?
Keeping the performance levels where they have been. You know, a couple of games ago we dropped. We've picked it back up again, and we need to keep that where it is now.
I suppose the one disappointing thing is Paul Keegan going off injured. What's the news there?
He's tweaked his knee. So we'll have to assess it. It looks as if he might have a little bit of a meniscus, which will be a blow for us, but until we get it assessed, we won't know.
And it doesn't get any easier moving forward now. Gillingham have won again tonight, and they're one of the tougher teams to play away from home, aren't
they? Tough game going down there. We know that a lot of teams have went down there and came unstuck, but look, we performed like we did second half. We will match end in the league, as we showed tonight.